Gister was snel deel 4 van die 2021 Dakar veldtijdren 813 km lang met een sneltereik van 337 km en Nasser Al-Attiyah en sy navigator Mathieu Belmal van die Toyota Gazoo Racing Renspan het hulle derde sneltraject in een rij gewen met hulle Suid-Afrikaanse gebouwde Hilux pakkie. Maar die wereld gons oor ons Suid-Afrikaner en Dakar nieuweling Henk Lategang en sy navigator Brett Cummings wat gedeeltes van die sneltereik voorgeloop het en toe derde geëindig het. Slechts 1 minuut en 30 sekondes achter Nasser. Henk is tans in die vierde algehele posisie. Spanbaas van die Toyota Gazoo Racing Renspan, Glenn Hall, vertel hoe dit met hulle vierkar spanne gegaan het.
Yeah, what a great day. Third stage win in a row for Nasser and Mathieu. A very good stage, clean all the way. A couple of small navigation challenges, but opening the road and winning again is just brilliant. Henk and Brett, what can I say? Leading the Dakar stage for the first time in their first Dakar is quite amazing. Certainly for me, but I'm sure he's opened a lot of eyes around the world. Third place today, they had a puncture, the tread came off the tire, they stopped, they changed it, all calm, so great drive today. Janelle started the stage with a sore neck, it got much worse, and then to cap it all at the end, they had a navigation issue quite close to the end. Shamir and Dennis, they had a good day, but they had to stop, 108th position on the road, so they've been overtaking a lot of cars, but no punctures, and at least they've climbed up the order.
Dakar groentjie Henk Lategang het groot lof vir sy navigator.
Ja, ja, baie lekker dag vir ons. Vandag stage was bietjie ooper en vinniger en minder rof. So het was minder hard op die lyf en so aan. Brett het een baie, baie goeie job gedoen om van tweede op die pad ons al die waypoints te laat kry en tot by die einde te kry. So ja, nee, is eintlik ongelooflik.
Kyk hoe Janelle, Henk, Shamir en Nasser die sand van Saoedi-Arabië in hulle Suid-Afrikaanse geboude Hilux bakkies aandurf. Besoek www.tgrsa.co.za of op sosiale media by TGRSA. Nou oor dan Steffi Wetter van die Southern Africa Dakar Group om te hoor hoe dit met ons ander Suid-Afrika deelnemers gegaan het.
Our Kalahari Ferrari Ross Branch was sublime today and felt as if he was on home turf in Botswana. Ross explains.
Hey guys, so stage 4 done and dusted. What an awesome day. It was like riding the desert race over again. It was really, really fun. Lots of jeep tracks and tour spurs. Made a couple of little errors, but nothing too big. And we got a speeding fine, so my first speeding penalty in rally racing, which is unfortunate, but it actually works out in the better because I start a little bit lower down the water. We only got a minute penalty, but it works out well for us. I don't have to open the road again. But I had an absolute blast today. It was so much fun and I really, really enjoyed it.
James Alexander, placed 88th overall, had a few issues, but he passionately tells us more about his stage 4 in Saudi.
I just made it out of the stage. I had a fuel issue, which cost me about 50 minutes. I should have been here much earlier, but a big first for today. I didn't crash the bike. The first stage, I didn't crash the bike, so my boots won't be full of sand. Glad to be here, but otherwise, all good. Kept it upright, and we're still going.
Brian Baragwanath in the Century Racing CR6 joins us now from a noisy dining hall in the bivouac in Riyadh.
A pretty good day today. Three little nav mistakes, one puncture. It wasn't a very difficult stage. A lot of high speed navigation, so it rotated really well today on the notes, calling the stuff really fast. But at least we're happy to have had a smooth run.
With a 456-kilometer stage and a 339-kilometer liaison, stage 5 is a beast. Expect fireworks on the hardest stage at Dakar 2021.
Ek is Janet van Wiele 2 Wiele.
And I'm Steffi from the Southern Africa Dakar Group.
Vir Dakar 2021. Tot morgen, hou jou wiele aan die rol.